We got the response from the students. Actually, I got from my sociological students, and they all wrote that it was very, very interesting to study with you, that they got to know not only the language, but also the culture, and that you were very good at explaining things and grammar and lexic, so they are all very happy and hope to meet you again.
Super, super.
Okay, now I want to ask, have you adapted to Samara finally?
Yes, I have. We felt a little bit alienated at the beginning of our trip here, because we didn't know where anything was. We are staying on Moskovskoye Shossa, and that was all we knew for the first maybe 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. We travelled back and forth to school and university and so on. So it was a little bit lonely, because we didn't know anybody, and we didn't know where to go and what to see in Samara. But then after 2 weeks, one of our colleagues in the school I'm teaching in, as well as the university, showed us around Samara. We saw Revolutionary Square, Kubashev Square. They told us about the history, and we walked down Leningradskaya Ulitsa, and we saw a different side to Samara, which was very beautiful, and it lived up to the preconception I had of Samara before I arrived. So it reminded me of what I thought old Russia was like, and so on. Whereas where we are staying is a little bit soulless. It's just an apartment block with lots of cars going by and so on. Whereas the city centre is very, very beautiful and very, very historical, and it's everything that I dreamed it would be like. If that's...
Is there anything in the city that impressed you most of all?
In the city that impressed me. Well, to be honest, I was in. Not so much impressed me, because I was in. I've been in Russia before, so the architecture and so on was very similar to when I was in St. Petersburg. But I was surprised to see a large rocket in the middle of the city while sitting on a tram, and I look up and there's this huge rocket outdoors for everybody to see, which I thought was quite remarkable. Another thing I found very interesting was when we were having a look around the city, we went to look for Stalin's bunker, and we were looking around for a long time. We knew it was near the drama theater. We knew it was very close, and I was sure that if something so significant and so on, you would see lots of signs and directions, and maybe a man dressed up as Stalin directing you to Stalin's bunker. But no, it was so innocuous. It was situated around the side of maybe a university building or a school or something, which I thought was really interesting, because really if something so significant was in the UK or was in the United States, it would be a huge tourist attraction. You would have, as I said before, you would probably have somebody, a Stalin lookalike outside directing you. You would be able to buy Stalin memorabilia and dolls and toys and so on. And I thought it was very interesting, because it made me think maybe it's a reflection on the Russian psyche as much as anything else, that we're not as bombastic, and we're not the sort of people who need to explain this, overdo something, you know, and exploit something very historical for money. mm-hmm. and so on. So, okay.
Now, turning to university, what is your impression about the students of university?
Well, to be honest, I have two main classes in the university, and they're from the philological faculty and international relations, and then I have students from the sociology department, and sociology department, philological faculty, and the international relations department, and I was very pleasantly surprised to see the level of the students, most notably in the international relations department and philological, because their level was easily advanced. easily advanced. I thought it was quite bizarre listening to some of them, because their pronunciation and their intonation and accents were very similar to maybe a very, very grand English accent. So, mm-hmm. of course, when you are learning English in Russian schools, you are taught how to speak Queen's English, like the proper intonation, pronunciation, and so on. And I thought this is really bizarre, because in England there's only a very, very small percentage of people who speak like this. Mm-hmm. And some of my students, the way they're pronouncing words, you would think they were living in Buckinghamshire or Kent or somewhere like that in England. So it was very, very pleasantly surprising to hear this. But the standard is absolutely fantastic, and I hope my time here has benefited them, because. When I arrived, they were rough diamonds. You know, their ability, their knowledge was there, but hopefully my knowledge, I have synergized my knowledge with theirs to develop their skills further, because that's the final step, really. You know, they can learn, they can study the language as much as they want here, and hopefully I have given them little nuances, little insights into the British culture and so on, so as to make that final step a little bit easier for them.
Mm-hmm. Do you see any difference between the students of our university and the students you're teaching in different another place, or maybe the students you taught before?
To be honest, not really. The only thing I find quite interesting with Russian, like, because the if you asked me that about Chinese students, I would definitely say yes. But I think the experience I've had in the past has been with Italians and Spanish. And yes, they would be more extrovert in class and more lively. But apart from that, there's not much of a difference between Russian students and, say, students from, say, Germany or Austria and so other parts of Europe. I do find it quite interesting, though, and this is I noticed this when I was in St. Petersburg as well. Generally, if students have a problem from other parts of Europe and the UK and so on, they always come to the teacher first. In Russia, I've noticed that the students, if they have a problem, they will go to the director, mm-hmm. without telling the teacher at all. So the teacher would have no idea if anything is wrong until the director comes and says something. But really, apart from that, it's very hard to put a whole country into one category, because there are introverts and extroverts and funny people and quiet people in all cultures and so on. So.
Okay, and you got acquainted with a lot of teachers and professors, so what are your impressions about the teaching staff?
Oh, well, I haven't... Um, I I've only observed one class, and that was in the international relations, and I thought it was quite interesting because I thought and as I said, it was only one class, so I don't know if this is how teaching practice is across the board in the university, but it seemed like rote learning was still quite common, like learning passages off by heart and memorizing many different words and so on. And this is not very common anymore. Like I remember when you're in secondary school and primary school, you'd have to learn like blocks of poems and so on. And I haven't had a chance to analyze whether I think this is better or worse or not. But it's that was one thing I noticed about them. The other teachers who I've been acquainted with have, like yourself and Marina Cherkinova, as I said, Tatiana Goralnik, I only know the other teacher by first name, Allah. Anyway, they've been very, very helpful, very, very facilitating, and very, very warm. And I don't think I could have bonded with the students in the same way without the help of yourself and the other teachers. But as I said, the only lesson I've observed has been Tatiana Goralnik's lesson. Mm-hmm. So,
okay, thank you.
That's it. Okay.